Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Yutzayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Gufa, Eilam Anikalahem. As we began to discuss in the previous shiur, the Torah teaches us the din of Hanukkah. Hanukkah means that when an Eved Ivri completes a Mavriya, complete their term of working, their owner has to give them severance benefits. So Eilam Anikalahem, under the following circumstances is Hanukkah given. Hayotz b'shanim, if an Eved Ivri or Amavriya leave after the 6 years that they're supposed to work, u'b'yovel, if they leave by yovel, b'misas adon, if they die when their owner passes away, v'amavriya b'simanim, or an Amavriya of simanim emerge, she becomes a nara. Avol b'reach, in a situation where an Eved Ivri ran away, or the yoitze begroin kesef, if, as we've been learning, one of the ways an Eved Ivri leaves his owner is if he pays off the amount that he was paid for. The example we always give is if an Eved Ivri was bought for $600, which represents $100 a year if his term of working is supposed to be 6 years. So if, let's say, he worked 3 years, so at the end of 3 years, if he gives his owner $300, representing the amount of time left that he has to work, he goes out. In these cases, Eimanikin Lahem, then Hanukkah is not paid. I saw that the Parashas Drachim says that there's an interesting medrash. The medrash says that when Klal Yisrael were about to leave Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron came to Paroi, and Paroi says leave because Max Bechairis was taking out, killing so many Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron did not agree to leave Mitzrayim until Paroi told them, Harei atem b'nei chayrim, harei atem b'rishoschem. Until Paroi explicitly let them go. And the Parashas Drachim says, why was it necessary to have Paroi's express permission? So he explains, based on our Gemara, we know that when Klal Yisrael arrived to Yamsuf, they got the Bizas Mitzrayim. The Bizas Mitzrayim, he says, was for the Hanukkah, for their work of all the years that they worked in Mitzrayim. But our Gemara just taught us that a bereach, an eved that runs away, is not entitled to Hanukkah. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron insisted that Paroi specifically free them, and by specifically freeing them, then they would be entitled to Hanukkah. Furthermore, I saw that the Sefer Chanukah HaTorah says that's why Klal Yisrael did not say Shira only after they crossed the Yamsuf. Shouldn't they have said Shira immediately when they left Mitzrayim? Such a great nace that they finally were able to leave Mitzrayim. So says the Chanukah HaTorah. When they left Mitzrayim, one could suggest that they were in the category of a bereach, of avodim who are running away. And we just explained that an Eved who runs away is not entitled to Hanukkah. So they waited until they crossed the Yamsuf, which at that point Paroi and the Mitzrayim had died. So we have a situation of Misas HaAdon. By Misas HaAdon, Hanukkah is paid, and that's when they said Shira, because now they were going to get the Hanukkah. That's Pshat, what it says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk that we quote every day, V'yosh Hashem b'yoyim ha'hu es Yisrael b'yad Mitzrayim. B'yoyim ha'hu, when Klal Yisrael approached, when the Mitzrayim died, and they were in the category of Mises Ha'adon, b'yoyim ha'hu they said Shira, because that then and only then were they entitled to Hanukkah. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz takes issue with the Pshat of the Parashas Drachim, because Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that he has somewhat of an issue of combining halachic issues with a medrash. that here we have a medrash that says that they didn't leave until they got permission, and Parash Drachim saying because it shouldn't be in the category of Bereach. Therefore, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz explains what we see from here is that Derech Eretz, that even though Klal Yisrael was servants to Mitzrayim, and certainly as we know the Mitzrayim mistreated Klal Yisrael, it's still improper to leave someone's house without Rishus, and that's why they waited until they got Rishus, and then and only then did they leave Mitzrayim. However, the Miches Chinuch points out that even though our Gemara is teaching us that Hanukkah is not given with when an Eved goes out with Gerua and Kesef, says the Miches Chinuch, that's only in a situation where the Eved forced the owner to accept Gerua and Kesef to let him go. But in a situation where the owner willingly accepts the Gerua and Kesef for the Eved to go out, then even in a case of Gerua and Kesef, Hanukkah is paid. Ramei Omer, Ramei disagrees. He says Bereach, a Bereach Emanikim Loi doesn't deserve Hanukkah, as we're going to explain in a moment. However, for Yotz Gerua and Kesef Manikim Loi, somebody who leaves with Gerua and Kesef does receive Hanukkah. Shimon Omer, Arba Manikim Lohem. There are four situations of Hanukkah: Shloisha Beish, Veshloisha Beisha. Three by an Eved Ivri, and three by an Amma Avriya. V'yat yochel loymer abba b'echmem, but there are no four cases by either. The three by an Eved Ivri is Sheish Shonim, going out by Yovel, or a Nirtza who goes out by Yovel. The three which involve a woman is she goes out after 6 years, she goes out by Yovel, or she goes out by Simonim. There are no four circumstances, according to Shimon's understanding, neither by man, by an Eved Ivri, nor by Omer of Riyah. The concept of Simonim only applies by an Omer of Riyah, not by an Eved Ivri. And there is no concept of Ritziv by Omer of Riyah, only by an Eved Ivri. There is a Machloikus Rishonim in understanding the opinion of Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon doesn't speak about Misas Ha'odon, but if the owner dies, is Hanukkah paid or not? And many Rishonim suggest, because according to Rav Shimon, Hanukkah is not paid in a situation where the Eved is released because of Misas Ha'odon, because since it's not, it would be then the obligation of the Yorshim to pay the Hanukkah. And Rav Shimon holds that Yorshim aren't obligated to pay Hanukkah. However, there are Rishonim that suggest that Rav Shimon does agree that Mises Ha'odon is a reason to get Hanukkah. The only reason it hasn't been mentioned is, as we learned in the previous year, since Mises Ha'odon doesn't have a set time when it's going to happen, Rav Shimon doesn't include it. But halachically, Rav Shimon would agree that an Eved who leaves because of Mises Ha'odon is entitled to Hanukkah. Says the Gemara, not immediately. So we just began to speak about the halachas of Hanukkah. So the Braisa brings the source for it. The Tanya, Yochloi hei manikim el yoitz b'sheish. We would think that only an Eved Ivri who leaves after the term of 6 years, he is entitled to Hanukkah. Menayin l'rabbis yoitz b'yoivel. How do you know if the Eved Ivri leaves because of Yovel, or Mises Ha'odon, or Omar of Riyah leaves because of Simonim? Those situations also require Hanukkah. Tamaloima tishalchana v'chisa shalchana. The Torah adds the word v'chisa shalchana, that Hanukkah is paid under those circumstances also. Yochel shani marba bereach v'yotze v'groin kesef. I would think that an Eved that runs away or leaves because of groin kesef also entitled Hanukkah. Somebody who leaves because of you, that comes to exclude an Eved who ran away or leaves because he paid out the Odin, doesn't come from the owner, it comes from the Eved himself. And as Rav Shmuel as Ruzovsky explains. Not all the cases that we have come from the Adam. Yovel doesn't come because of the owner. 6 years don't come because of the Adam. So he explains, in a case of Yovel, or in a case of Sheishonim, or in a case of Simonim, by Amar Avriya, the Avdus expires. This is the term of the Avdus. Whenever the Avdus expires, severance, Hanaka, to be paid, is in order. However, in Giron Kesef, or certainly by Bereach, where it wasn't that the Avdus expired, just the Eved did something to terminate the Avdus, then Hanaka is not paid. Ramei Omer, Ramei disagree, and once, and to a certain degree, he agrees that Bereach Emanikin Loi, that a Bereach is not entitled to Hanaka. Why? Dein Shluchim Imach, the owner didn't create the situation. The Eved, by running away, created the situation. Av Yoetz Begroin Kesef, Shishluch Imach, Yoetz Begroin Kesef is considered somebody who was sent away by the owner, since the owner accepts the money. Although I did see that the Rishonim point out that in a situation of Geroin Kesef, the Hanukkah is paid proportionally. We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem in the next Omid, that there is a certain amount that has to be paid for Hanukkah. Say the Rishonim that is paid proportionally. Let's say the Eved leaves after half his term, he pays Geroin Kesef after half his term, so the Hanukkah would be half of the normal Hanukkah. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that a Bereach does not receive Hanukkah? Bereach Hashlameboy. Doesn't the Bereach have to complete his Avdus, come back and complete his Avdus? So when he comes back and completes his 6 years of work, he ought to receive his Hanukkah. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Menayin LeBereach Shechayv LaHashlam. How do you know that an Eved that ran away has to come back and complete his term? Tamaloymer Sheish Shonim Yavoy. Continues the Braisa. What happens if the Eved gets sick? Does he have to complete his term? Tamaloymer, Ubeshviyas Yetzay. And as a machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this case of Yocha Afilu Chola? Most Rishonim explain that this is a separate case. And the Brice is now teaching us that there's two situations. One is a situation regarding an Eved who ran away, and another is a situation regarding an Eved who got ill. However, there are Rishonim, perhaps as a Yerushalmi, that want to suggest that the way to understand the Braisa, that it is a continuation. The Eved ran away and then got sick. So the Eved tells the owner, I got sick. It's your bad mazel that I got sick. The owner, however, should be able to say to the Eved, you know why you got sick? Because you ran away. Had you been where you belong, you would have never have gotten ill. Teaches us the Braisa that still, since he got sick, he doesn't have the din of a Bereach. Amar Sheshes. So we go back to our question. Why are we saying that a Bereach will not get Hanukkah? The Bereach has to come back to his owner, complete his term, and when he completes his term, he'll get the Hanukkah. Amar of Sheshes, Hachav Ma'iskinen, Shkon Shabaruch Upaga Bayovel. We ran away, and then Yovel came. And the way Rav Shmuel Rizovsky explains what Rashi says, what it means is that he ran away a day before Yovel. So really, the owner never really had any financial loss by him running away, because the next day was Yovel anyway. Since the next day was Yovel anyway, and he would have had to stop working, and he ought to be retitled to Hanukkah, and therefore he doesn't deserve to be punished, and he should receive the Hanukkah, that since he ran away, even it didn't really that much adversely affect the owner, he does not get Hanukkah. There's an interesting Shaila, why would be the halacha, machlokes rishonim, why would be the halacha if the Eved runs away And then, while he runs away, it becomes Yovel. Does he have to come back to work after Yovel? Some, the Ritva says, that since Yovel comes, we know that Yovel terminates the term, and therefore, even though he was at that time a Bereach, he will not have to complete his term. However, the Meiri and other Rishonim disagree, and they say that he does have to come back to work because he owes the owner that time. However, he will not get Hanukkah because Hanukkah he loses once he runs away. Work he owes to the owner, and that he has to make up what he owes. There's another interesting machlokes Rishonim. If during the time that he ran away, may he live with Shifra Kananis. As we have learned, and will continue learning, an Eved Ivri is allowed to live, his owner may give him a Shifra Kananis. Is that only as long as he is under the jurisdiction of the owner? Or, even if he's not under his jurisdiction, he's still allowed to live with a Shifra Kananis? With a Shifra Kananis? So Machloikis, and the Vicheskel says, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Rambam, he says, holds that he will be able to live with Shifra Kananis even while he's a Bereach. The Smag disagrees. And the Divrei Cheskel explains what is the Machloikis. How do we understand what a Bereach is? The Smag obviously holds that during the time that he's a Bereach, he's not considered an Eved. And the proof is, and perhaps we could connect this machlokes with the other machlokes. The proof is he has to make up, as we just quoted the Ritva, the days that he was gone. And therefore, since he's not an Eved during that time, he's not allowed to live with a Shifra Kananis during that time. The Rambam, however, holds, perhaps, that he doesn't have to make up the time. So we see he's not considered, that he is considered an Eved during that time, and therefore he may live with a Shifra Kananis during that time. Continues the Gemara. I would think that even if he got ill, he should have to make up the time. Even if he was sick all 6 years, does he not have to make up the time? But Tanya the Brisa says, if he was sick for 3 years and he worked for 3 years, then he doesn't have to make up the time that he was sick. However, if he was sick for all 6 years, says the Gemara, when doesn't he have to make up the time? That even though the owner bought him with the intention that he do hard labor, and he got sick, and he wasn't able to do hard labor, he was only able to do maisa machat, still, he's considered that he worked, and he doesn't have to make up the time. However, if he was not working at all, then the din would taka be that he has to make up the time if he was sick for a certain amount of time, which the Gemara will now identify. But the Gemara identifies it in the following way. Hagu v'kasha. We seem to have a contradiction. Amet cholosh sholosh, v'abit sholosh. If he was sick for 3 years and he was worked for 3 years, then the halacha is enochayv lahashlam. He doesn't have to make up. Ha'arba, if he was sick for 4 years, chayv lahashlam. He would have to make up. Amos sefer. But let's continue learning this brisa. The brisa continues that says cholo kol sheish. If he was sick for all 6 years, then chayv lahashlam, which seems to indicate ha'arba. If he was only sick 4 of the 6 years, and a chayv lahashlam, he would not have to make up. Says the Gemara, hachikama. This is the way to understand. Chola arba, if he was sick for 4 of the 6 years, nasa kamisha chola kol sheish, we consider it like he was sick for all 6 years, for chayv lahashlam. And the Mefarshim discuss, what is the significance of 4 years? So they say that some Mefarshim say that 4 years represent roiv, it represents the majority of the time they were supposed to work. Another say, the Ritva seems to say this way, that we assume the owner bought the Eved that he should work for him. But when somebody buys her Eved, he recognizes that the Eved may be sick. And he accepts that event possibility. But if he's going to be sick most of 4 years, that would become like a mekach tos. What would be a nafka mina between these two approaches? Because I saw another interesting shaila. What the Gemara says, that if he was sick for 4 years, then he has to make up. The question is, what does 4 years mean? Does it mean as soon as it enters the 4 years, 3 years in a day, or does it mean full 4 years? So if we say the explanation of 4 years is roif, so as soon as we have 3 years in a day, we have roif. However, if we say the explanation is because that's the determination that Chazal made, that 4 years it becomes a mekach talus, perhaps it has to be a full 4 years. Another question that the Rishonim discuss is if he was sick for 4 years, that the Gemara says now he has to make up that time. How much time does he have to make up? Does he have to make up a year? And now it will turn out that he was only not working for 3 years? Or do we say that once he has to start making up, he has to make up all 4 years that he missed? This Gemara becomes the basis for discussion regarding sick pay. Because our Gemara clearly says that an Eved Ivri could take up to 3 years or 4 years for sick time. What does that, does it apply? The question is, does it apply to regular workers also? The Tshuvas Maimon says that these are the same rules regarding workers. And therefore he says, even if somebody was sick for half the term of his employment, he's still entitled to get paid. If he was out for more than half the time, he has to make up the time. However, Tosfos and the Rosh say that from the Gemara in Baba Metzia, it seems that the din of a worker, of an employee, is different than the din of a Eved Ivri. And Tosfos explains that an Eved Ivri, as we learned in the previous year, is in the category of Gufoi Kanui, and therefore he has different rules than a employee who's not Gufoi Kanui. The Ritva takes this concept a step further. He says that a worker is hired to accomplish a job, and therefore if he doesn't accomplish his job, he's not entitled to pay. The Eved is not hired for a job, for a specific job, and therefore he's entitled even if he didn't do the job. The Shach, however, says that even according to Ritva's explanation, what would be if somebody hired a worker without hiring him for a specific job, rather telling him, whatever job I need, you should do. That worker, says the Shach, is still not considered an Eved Ivri, and therefore his din would be a different din. The Rosh quotes his Rebbe, the Maram, who reconciles the difference between an Eved and an employee. He says that while the Maram was incarcerated in the fortress in Eisenheim, he had a dream how to reconcile this question. He says, if the worker was paid up before he did the job, then he doesn't have to make up the time if he gets sick. However, the Gemara Masech B'Metzi is referring to a worker who only is going to get paid after he completes the job. So if he didn't complete the job, even though because he was sick, he doesn't get paid. The Rosh has a different way of explaining. He says it makes a difference by an employee when he got sick. If he got sick at the end of his employment term, then he isn't entitled to pay. Al Gemari says is a person who got sick at the beginning of his term, and then he is entitled to get paid. As we continue learning the sugya of Hanukkah, the question that comes up, Hanukkah, which was, as we have been explaining, means severance pay. The question that comes up is, every worker, are they halachically entitled to severance pay? So the Pesach can say, certainly, if it's the Minhag Medina, if it's the law of the land or it's the custom that severance pay should be paid, workers are entitled and should receive severance pay. Moreover, the Shaila of Tshuvas Machzav Avram says that an Adam Choshev, a prominent individual, should always give Hanukkah. He says paying Hanukkah is the right thing to do, and therefore a person who's supposed to act properly should always pay Hanukkah. Furthermore, I saw that the Paiskim suggest that even a tzedakah or a yeshiva who is working with communal funds, and therefore I have to be extremely careful when working with communal funds, and perhaps they would say that they shouldn't have to pay Hanukkah because if it's not absolutely halachically required, they say that the Paiskim suggest that even institutions that are working with communal funds should pay Hanukkah. Hanukkah is always the proper thing to pay. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Kama Manikim Loi, how much Hanukkah is paid? Chamesh Shlom Kaman V'min, as we're going to see, the Torah speaks about three types of items that are given as Hanukkah, Tzarncha, Garncha, V'Yikvecha. Surameh says five Shlom worth of each one of these Minim, which equal Chamesh Asrei Shlom Devarameh. Yehuda says Shloshim Kishloshim Shalavit. We know that the Torah teaches us that if a Shor HaMu'ud kills an Eved Kanani, the owner is entitled to Shloshim Shkolim. That's the amount should be paid for Hanukkah. Shem Amar Chamishim Chamishim Shberachim. The Torah gives every person based on their age and a gender erech. The highest amount, the highest erech, is for a male who's between 20 and 60 years, that his erech is 50 and 50 shkolim, and that's the amount that Hanukkah should be given. I saw that the Ostra of Tzerebbe explains how do we come to the number of 50. So I saw two pshatim. The Meshech Chachma explains that 50 sela are 200 zuz. 200 zuz, we know the Gemara says in a number of places, is the amount that a person needs to live. A person that has 200 zuz, we know, is not entitled to tzedakah. So the Hanukkah that should be given to him, explains the Meshech Chachma, is enough that he should be financially independent and not required to live on tzedakah. The Ostra of Tzerebbe explains as follows. He says, in the course of the 6 years that an Eved Ivri works, and as we said a few minutes ago, while he's working, he's entitled, his owner is entitled to give him a Shifcha Kananis from whom he will have children. Typically, in those 6 years, he could have about 7 children. The value of, if we have 7 children, one of the children will be probably 5 years old, and a child that's 5 years old, his Hanukkah is 20 shkolim. Each of the other children will probably be under 5 years old, which is the Hanukkah, the Erech is 5 shkolim. 5 times 6 is 30, plus the 20 for the child who's already above 5 years old equals 50. Amamah. So Ramey said, Chomis Shloim Mikom Min V'min, 5 Shloim from each Min. Shehein, which is a total of Chamesh Esrei Shloim. Divrei Meyah. Asked the Gemara Ramey, Minyon Asla Shminin, is he coming to tell us that 3 times 5 equals 15? Answers the Gemara, Hakamashman. What Ramey is teaching us, Mifza Hudele Mifzle Mehei Minyonai. He always has to give a total of 15 Sela. And therefore, if the owner doesn't have one of these types of items available, 5 shloim worth, but he has more of another type, he should make it up, less than, but it's no problem, he should make it up, as long as there's a total of 15 shloim. Says the Gemara, my Tama the Rameya. What is the reason for Rameya? Says the Gemara, Yalef Rekim Rekim Bechar. He learns Exereshava the word Rekim Rekim from Bechar. Just like Bechar, here the Torah uses the word Rekim, and by Bechar the Torah uses the word Rekim. Ma'alahol, and we know the opinion of Ben, the amount that's given to the Kohen is Chomei Sloim. Afkan, the amount for Hanukkah is Chomei Sloim. Says the Gemara, Ve'emel Chomei Sloim Kula. If we're learning from Bechar, maybe the way to understand it is that a total of 15 slum should be a 5 slum, not a 15. Answers the Gemara. Iksev Rekam B'Soyif. Had the Torah use the word Rekam after it speaks of the parasha of Hanoka to the Kamrit, indeed you would be correct. Hashtag Siv Rekam Bereisha. The Torah uses the word Rekam before it starts speaking about each type of item which should be given for Hanukkah. So we say Shadim Rekam Atzoy, Rekam Agoyim, Rekam Ayakov, we have 15. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning Agzer Shav of Rekam, why not the nail of Rekam Rekam Eilus Riyah? And by Eilus Riyah, the carbon oil that's brought when somebody comes to be oil regal, that amount that's spent is 2 slaim. So we should learn that it should not be 5 slaim, it should be 2 slaim. So Rishayim ask, we have a rule that ein odom don gzer shava mi atzman. A person cannot make up his own gzer shava. So how could the Gemara suggest that we should learn rekam rekam from Eilus Riyah, not from Bechor? A gzer shava is what the person with the Talmud received from his Rebbe. So Rishayim answer, when the Gemara says ein adam don gzer shava mi atzmai, it means that I can't go and say I'm going to say this gzer shava rekam rekam. I can't make that up. But what they had was that they had a Masorah that there's a gzer shava connecting the words rekam, but they didn't know which words rekam are connected. Is the rekam from Hanoka connected to Bechor, or is the rekam from Hanoka connected to to Eilus Riyah? And that was the Gemara's question. Perhaps we should say it's connected to Eilus Riyah. Amakra, Asher Barach Hashem Alkecha. The Torah speaks about bracha, and therefore we have a choice of 5 slime or 2 slime. We say 5 slime. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, how much is the Hanukkah? Shloishim kishloishim shal evid. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reasoning from Yehuda? Yalef nesina nesinim evid. He learns the gzera shava from evid. Mala halon shloishim. Just like the Evid Kanani who's killed by the Shara Mu'ud, the owner gets paid Shloishim Shkolim, Afkan Shloishim. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning Gzer Shava, why not Nelef Nesina Nesina Me'erachin? By Erachin, it's 50. And say, Malahal Chamishim, Afkan Chamishim. Chada, answer the Gemara, 2 trutzim. Number 1, Tfastim Rebeloi Tfasta, Tfastim Ur Tfasta. Whenever we have a choice, we always pick the smaller amount. So here we pick the smaller amount. Ask Tosfos, but we just said that this is not the regular situation, because here the Torah uses the words Asher Barach Hashem Elokecha, which indicates we should go for the higher number. So why here don't we go to the higher number? So says Tosfos, by the previous Gzeir Shava, where we were learning the word Rekam, and the word Rekam does exist by Bechor, so therefore we use the word Ashbrech Hashem Alkecha to point us in the direction of Bechor rather than Eilus Riyah. However, here we were speaking about Nesina, where the Torah clearly, it's a different Nesina from Erechin, and the words Ashbrech Hashem Alkecha don't exist by Erechin. Berech Hashem Alkecha cannot have any impact on the Limud. Furthermore, Eved and Eved have a Maimalev. It's preferable to learn one din of an Eved, the Anok of an Eved Ivri, from the din of Shloshim Shal Eved, versus bringing in Erchin. Rav Shimon Oimer, Chamishim. The amount is 50, Kechamishim Shab Erchin. My Tam, Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, Gomen Nesin Nesinim Erchin. He learns Gzeir Shav from Erchin. Ma'ala Halon, the Erich of a male, 20 to 60, is Chamishim, Afkan Chamishim. Says the Gemara, why are we saying the most expensive erich? Maybe it's the cheapest erich, which is as low as 3 slon. Says the Gemara, Hashem Rechach Hashem Alkechiksev, to point us in the higher direction. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning Gzer Shav and Nesina Nesina, for Nalef Nesina Nesina Me'eved, why don't we learn Gzer Shav from Eved and say, Ma Lahalam by an Eved, the din is Shloishim, Afkan, the din should be Shloishim. And that would be preferable, explains the Gemara, for 2 reasons. Chada, the Tfasta Merubah, light the Tfasta, it's always preferable to pick the smaller number. Void, another reason why it's a better Gzeir Shava, because Eved mi Eved have a Leila Melef. Answers the Gemara, you're right. If the Gzeir Shava were Nesina Nesina, it would be a better Gzeir Shava to learn from Eved than to learn from Erechin. Rather, the Gzeir Shava is Micha Micha Gomar. Here the Torah uses the word Micha Mach, and there the Torah uses the word by Erechin Mach to connect Hanukkah to connect Hanukkah to Erchin. And as the Rishayim explain, even though Hanukkah Mach isn't a 50 shekel Hanukkah Erich, Mach means that he's poor and he can't pay the 50 shekel. What it really means is that he really is supposed to pay the 50 shekel, because he doesn't have the ability because he can't afford it. But really, his obligation is 50. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rameya, according to Rameya, we could understand why the Torah used the word Tzoyin, Gayin, V'Yakov, because each one represents five sloin. El Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Hai Tzoyin, V'Gayin, V'Yakov, Lamli, why does the Torah point specify these type? Answers the Gemara, Ham Boilei L'Chetanya. These were the only items that could be used. Any other item, how do we know, can be also used to pay the Hanukkah? Ask the Gemara, so we could use any type of item. Why does the Torah specify Garen Tzayin V'Yakev? Loimelach. Ma Tzayin Garen V'Yakev Michadim Shieshna B'chlal Bracha. They are things that increase. Af Kol Shieshna B'chlal Bracha. The only things that should be given for Hanukkah are things that naturally increase. Yotzuk Sofim. It comes to exclude money, because money doesn't increase on its own. It comes to exclude mules, because mules, we know, can't have children. Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon agree that mules ought to be excluded? Because it says, even though they can't increase by having children, they get bigger and better, and you can have more benefit from them. And in fact, Rameya Shapiro says, from here we see that one is a lot of benefit from a mule, because an argument could be made that perhaps one should not be a lot of benefit from a mule, since a mule is klayim. It's a breed of a horse and a donkey. However, says Rameya Shapiro, since a mule is a breed of two tamei animals, there is no concern of klayim. Rav Shaz ben Yaakov, why doesn't he exclude money? Because as money can increase, kesef aved by iska, one can do business with money. Says the Gemara, and why did the Torah have to mention all three types of these things? Petzricha, dikas rechmona tzoyin, if the Torah would have only written tzoyin, havim in a balachayim in, only livestock could be used for Hanukkah. Gedulei karka, loy, but something that grows from the ground cannot be included. That's why kasav rechmona goyrin, that something that grows from the ground. Because of goyrin, had the Torah only written goyrin, have a mina gedulei karka in, only something that grows from the ground. Bal chaim loy, but not animal. Kasav rechmona tzoyin. Ask the Gemara Yaakov Lamli. So now why did the Torah also have to include Yaakov? Why did the Torah have to also include wine? Lamar Lamutik Sofim, according to Shimon, it comes to exclude money, as we just learned. Lamar Lamute Pradis, and according to Blazman Yaakov, it comes to exclude mules. That's the Girus of Rashi. Tosfos learns, actually, that once we have Yaakov, the Pasuk is coming to teach us that even though money or mules ought to be excluded, they should not be excluded, because it's a miyat achamiyat. When we have a double miyat, we always use it, l'rabbis, to include. Tarabon. The pasuk speaks regarding the parasha of Hanukkah. Ashabrach Hashem Alekecha. Yochel, so we would think, Nizbarach Habayis Begloloi, if there was brach in the house, that's when Hanukkah is given. Manipim Loi. Loi Nizbarach Habayis Begloloi, but if the Eved did not bring bracha into the home, then a Manipim Loi. Under all circumstances, Hanukkah is paid. Ask the Gemara, why does the Torah say Ashivarachacha? Says the Gemara, Hakol ofi bracha tenloi, that if there was a substantial benefit, then give him more. Rav Lezman Yaakov Aymer, Dvarim Kuksovim, we follow the wording of the pasuk. Nizbarach bayis begloloi, if there was benefit to the home because of the eved, malikim loy, we give him hanukkah. Loy nizbarach bayis begloloi, if there was no bracha, ein malikim loy. Ask the Gemara, Imke Matam Eloi Mahanik Tanik. So why does the Torah use the words Hanik Tanik? Debra Torah, Kolashim Adam, we find many times that the Torah uses such wording. Tanabon, Eved Ivri, Oved Esaben, and Eved Ivri works for the son, Veina Oved Esabas. But if the father dies, the does not work for the daughter. Omavriya Eina Evedus Loya Saben Vloya Sabas. Hanirtsva Nimkalav Kachavim also Eina Oved Loya Saben Vloya Sabas. And now the Gemara analyzes this price. Omar, Eved Ivri, Oved Saben. And Eved Ivri works for the son if the father passes away. Minani Mili, the Tanabonim, Vavat Cheshe Shonim. He should work for you 6 years. L'cha, work for you. V'loi l'yayrish, not to yayrish. Aina el l'cha v'loi l'ben. Maybe he should not work for the yayrish. Maybe the way to say is that he doesn't work for the son. Tamlai m'sheish yavid. Under all circumstances, he works the 6 years. Harei l'ben omer. He works for the son. Haman m'kayim v'avot chesheh shanim. How do we explain v'avot chesheh shanim? L'cha v'loi l'yayrish. And says... Says the Mechitz Chinuch, based on this Gemara, we see that the Eved Ivri who works for the son is not a din in Yerusha. Yerusha doesn't apply, and therefore a Bechor doesn't get a double share in the Eved Ivri. And furthermore, that a grandson, even though he's considered a Yairish, an Eved Ivri would not work for grandson. Says the Gemara, Mar Isa L'Rabbis Saben. Why are we including that he works for the son? But he doesn't work for the Yairish, he doesn't work for a brother. Maybe we should say on the opposite. Says the Gemara, Mar Ben Yisa Ben. The reason that we say that Ivri continues working for the son is because Shishen Tom Tax of Liyadoi, we've discussed that Amma Vriya could be taken as a wife by the owner. But not only by the owner, but also by the owner's son, will stay a chuza. The Torah teaches us that if somebody is magdish to stay a chuza, so there's a specific formula how much has to be paid to redeem it. And if the owner redeems it before Yovel, so he retains it. If he doesn't redeem it before Yovel, or someone else redeems it, the original owner loses his rights. And when Yovel comes, that land goes to the Kohanim. The din is that it's not only the owner who has this unique din, but it's also the owner's son. So since we see that the owner's son has these unique characteristics, we say the same here. Says the Gemara, Adirabba, perhaps we should say that a brother has more rights. Marba niyasach sheken kam hachas achav liyibam. A brother does yibam, not a son. Says the Gemara, Klum yesh yibam el makvashayim ben. What is the reason that yibam is being done? Because there is no son. Hayesh ben, if there were a son, and yibam, there wouldn't be any yibam altogether. So this argument is flawed. Ask the Gemara, tam de kapercha. The only reason we're saying the argument is flawed is because it's logically incorrect. Halav achi, if not for that, we would suggest that ach is odif. A brother is better. But typically, why couldn't the Gemara say the Hachitarti? A son has two advantages, Yiyud and Stei Choza, for Hacha, and a brother has only one advantage, Yibum, Chada. Answers the Gemara, Stei Choza, this that we're saying, that a son has the special din of Stei Choza, it's not that the Torah says so explicitly, Nami, Mahai Prichu, the Kodnaf Galeitana. It's also with this logic that strengthens the son over the brother by saying, Klum Yesh Yibam El Makm Shein Ben. So it's not that the Torah tells us in two places that we see that a son has specific strength. Really, the Torah only says it in one place. The one place the Torah says it is by Yiyud. And for that, we also have one place by a brother, Yibam. So we still don't know who should be the one that can inherit, can take over the Eved Ivri. So that's why we need the Svara of Klum Yesh Yibam El Makom Shein Ben. Om Avriya, En Avedis, Lo Yasaben, V'lo Yasabas. Menani Mili, Om Rapada, Dom Akra, Vaf Lamascha Tasu Kain. The Torah Akisha Kosov Nirtza. The Torah compares Om Avriya to a Nirtza. Ma Nirtza, En Avedis, Lo Yasaben, V'lo Yasabas. Just like And there it doesn't work for the son or daughter. Af amavriya en ayvedes layasa ben v'layasa bas. Ask the Gemara, v'hayla moska tasakein? L'achidasa, is that what it's come to teach us? Ha'mabayla l'chatanya, v'afla moska tasakein? Lahanik, that amavriya is entitled to hanoka. At the ayma lahanik, does it come to teach us that amavriya is entitled to hanoka? Or ain el ritzia? Perhaps what it's teaching us is that the din of ritzia also applies by an amavriya. Kishu oimer, since the Torah says regarding the parasha of ritzia, vim yoimer, oimer yoimer evid, only a male could speak about wanting to remain longer. V'loi amavriya, ritzia omer. So we see that amavriya, the din of ritzia, does not apply to her. Hamani mekayim v'afla moskot tasekein. What must the pasuk of v'afla moskot tasekein be teaching us? The din of lahanik. Ask the Gemara. So how can we say that this pasuk is teaching us that just like a nirtza doesn't work for the ben abbas, so too doesn't the Amar of Riyah work for the ben abbas? We need this pasuk to teach us the din that hanukkah applies by Amar of Riyah. Answer the Gemara, imke nichtav kra lamaske kain. If that's all the pasuk was coming to teach us, that hanukkah applies by Amar of Riyah, it would be adequate that the Torah should say the words lamaske my tasa shmamino tati to teach us both dinim. One, that Amar of Riyah is entitled to hanukkah, but also that amavriya doesn't work when the owner dies, loyas haben v'loyas habas. The Mefarshim ask, how could the Gemara suggested that amavriya should be in the parasha of Ritzia? Amavriya is only a ketana. A ketana doesn't have das to say that she wants to remain longer. So I saw two answers. One answer is that since we know one of the times that Amavri goes out is with Simonim, when she is a Gedayla, so perhaps she's enough of a Gedayla to want to be able to want to remain longer. That's why she needs to be excluded. Rabbi Chanan suggests that the din is that if a woman wants to sell herself as an Amar Havriya, she may. And since that din applies, and that's by a Gedayla, that's why we have to say that the din of Ritzia, however, would not apply to her.